Say, why are you bringing up junior church? Because tonight's message is on Zacchaeus, and I know where your mind's going to go. This is just a kid's story. And I'm thankful for the kids that know the story because of a song. But there's some very serious things that happen in this passage. God takes an unlikely character and shows up at his house. And I don't want to lose that. And you can go home and in your van tonight, you can sing, Zacchaeus was a wee little man and a wee little man was he. But until then, let's try and grab a hold of what the Lord might have for us here tonight. Luke chapter 19 and verse 1, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. He made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also was the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for tonight. Thank you that you showed up at my house one day. Thank you that you sought me out and called to me and bid me to fellowship with you. Thank you, Lord. God, thank you for recording the story for us. And God, as we peel it open a little bit, that we might find a little nugget, a little bit of truth in here that could encourage us in the days to come. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Certainly we have Christ in the story. We have Zacchaeus. There's another character in the story. The Bible says in verse 3, and he sought to see Jesus, Zacchaeus, who he was, and could not. There was something keeping Zacchaeus from Jesus. What was that? The Bible says he could not for the press, it says. See? CNN. Trouble all the way back in Luke chapter 19. Keeping people from Jesus. That should be their tagline. Keeping people from Jesus since Luke 19. 2,000 years for the press. That's not what he's talking about. It was not social media. It was not a group of people. There was a mass that were following Christ. If you look in your Bible, there's not many chapters left of Luke. We have about 5 chapters left, and we conclude the story of Jesus. That means there's been 18 chapters of miracles and teachings and healings, conversations. You better believe there was a group of people that followed Jesus just to see what he was going to do next. The other day, I forget what day it was. I think it was Sunday. Anybody watch car racing? Was the Daytona 500 on Sunday? Yeah. People driving around in a circle for 2 hours, 3 hours. My son comes and he's like, Dad, the Daytona 500 is on. I said, so? He He says, you want to watch it? I said, why would I want to watch someone to make four left turns? Like, why do that? He goes, well, maybe something would happen. Maybe there'd be a crash or something exciting. Hey, let's go follow Jesus. Let's go see what he's doing today. What? Maybe he's going to do something. Well, certainly there was a press there. There was a group of people. Remember Mark chapter 2 where there was some friends that were trying to get their friend to Christ? And remember where they had to peel back the... Why couldn't they get him in the house? Because of the group of people. In Mark chapter 5, we see a woman pushed through the crowd because she had an illness of blood. She just wanted to touch his garment, remember? This is nothing new. Look with me to Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9. Look at verse 35. There was a multitude, a word similar to press. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And look at, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, certainly there was going to be multitudes when Jesus goes about teaching the gospel that there's hope. And then healing every sickness, healing every disease. The Bible says there was multitude certainly there. And God says this, he records it for us, that when he saw the multitude, he was touched to his heart. He was moved with compassion on them. God wasn't afraid of multitudes. He wasn't afraid of the press. He actually welcomed it because he had help for them. The press was a character. It was the mass of people that were trying to get to him. It was the woman with the issue of blood. It was the man getting lowered down through the roof. It was all of them. They were the multitude. And God healed so many. Do you know me? The books could not contain all that Christ did. John tells us that. So when it says that he healed all diseases, all sicknesses, you understand that this is person after person, story after story. And God has chosen to share a few of them. But he loved the press. He loved the multitudes. Hey, there was a multitude of people. Imagine 5,000 people having needs and looking to you to meet that needs. And you take your pockets and turn them inside out. You got nothing. Man, that'd be frustrating. But he feeds all 5,000. He loved the multitude. It wasn't a problem for him. But it kept Zacchaeus away. Hey, there's a danger in multitudes. There's danger in masses. Just because everyone is doing it doesn't make it right. Right? We know that. So do you have a Bible for that? Exodus 32. Moses goes up to the mountain, comes back down. Aaron, what is this? I don't know. This golden calf just showed up. I have no idea. That's what the people wanted. Hey, just because the people wanted it doesn't make it right. Remember Daniel chapter 3? There was three, maybe four people that stood. That's it. Well, everyone else is bowing. I guess we got it. Hey, there's danger in masses. The masses don't always follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember that. Not only do we have the press, but we have something else. We have Zacchaeus. Go back to Luke chapter 19 if you're not there. Luke chapter 19. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus. And he's careful to tell us a little bit about him. He didn't have to share any of this. But we do know that God's word is perfect. And that information is there on purpose. We don't know how many children he has. We don't know his wife's name. We don't know his address. We don't know his actual stature. But we do know this, that he was chief among the publicans. You know what a publican was? A publican was someone hired by it's the Roman Republic, but would be one day the Roman Empire. They would hire men amongst themselves, amongst the Israelites or the Hebrews, they would hire Hebrews to collect taxes from the Hebrews. That was a publican. He was the chief among them. Anybody like the IRS? I don't know any IRS worker. I don't know anybody that works for the IRS. I've never had someone that works for the IRS over to my house for coffee and donuts. I think IRS workers lie that they're IRS workers. I think that's part of the thing. Okay, I think that's part of the training. We're going to have to teach you to come up with a story because you can't tell anybody you work for the IRS because everyone will hate you. Even if you just, your job is to get the mail. That was Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus' job was to go to his fellow countrymen and collect taxes for Rome. Not well liked. Not at all. The Bible says he was rich. He was paid well. We see later on that he had maybe self-appointed self-righteousness. The Bible says this about him. He was little in stature. So much so that he had to climb a sycamore tree. If you've ever seen a sycamore tree, they're unique. They're kind of like in the realm of birch trees. You can pick them out. They're real easy. It's almost like they don't have bark. They just kind of have skin that's peeling. Ever see a sycamore tree? Well, that's what, again, I don't know why the Lord tells us, but he climbs the sycamore tree. And climbs up in that sycamore tree because he knew that Christ was coming by, and he just wanted to see him. He wasn't trying to get him an invitation. He didn't have some paper airplane loaded that when he's walking by, he's going to try and send him a note. He just wanted to see Christ. Just wanted to get a little visual. Just wanted to see what was going on. Just was trying to get to him. Do you know that the Lord knows that? Lord, somehow out of the press, out of the multitude, knew that there was someone genuinely really trying to get to him and couldn't. And he goes right over to his spot. Can I just encourage you tonight that as you make efforts to get closer to the Lord, he comes and meets you where you're at. I mean, look at little Zacchaeus. He's hanging out in a sycamore tree just trying to see Christ. And Christ goes right to the bottom of that tree and looks up and says, come on down. Let's go talk somewhere a little more comfortable. Let's spend some time together. Hey, can I encourage you here tonight? If you're just trying to get closer to the Lord, hey, you do everything you can, but do you know that God's able to work miracles, that he's able to get over our weaknesses? He can see our heart. He knows our thoughts. And in the pureness of this, I truly believe that Zacchaeus purely, truly just wanted to see Christ. No agenda, no. Hey, if you're truly trying to get closer to the Lord, you know that the Lord can help you with that. Say, in what way? I don't know. He knows you, though. And he knows right where you're at, and he knows what you need. Zacchaeus thought he was doing okay. Zacchaeus had a really hard job. He was asked much, didn't have a lot of friends, probably. And the Bible says this, that he tried to balance it out. How so? Everything he got, he gave half away to the poor. That's what it says he did. How many of you give half your income to the Open Door Mission? How many of you give half your income to Charity Baptist Mission to help the poor? Red Cross. 50% of your income? How many of you, if you find out that, ever go through like Lowe's, ever buy stuff at Lowe's, and not use the self-checkout, but where they scan and stuff, and all of a sudden you get home and you're looking at your receipt and you're checking stuff, and you realize they put something in your bag and didn't charge you? How many of you would write a check for that amount, two lows, fourfold? Nobody. we would count it as a blessing. What a blessing that is. God knew our needs. Zacchaeus says, hey, if I ever by accident, if I defraud, if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore unto him fourfold. If I mishandle my position, he says, if I collect taxes, all right, the Rices owe $100. Come to find out, the Rices didn't owe $100, and I'm going to give him $400 back. That's Zacchaeus. Why is he doing that? Probably because he feels so guilty about his job. He's trying to earn favor with God. He's trying to, the Bible's, I restore him fourfold. I think he's trying to appease his conscience. Christ says, Zacchaeus, look at verse 9. Luke 19 and verse 9, and Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house. Know what that tells me? Giving 50% of your income is not salvation. Doing good things for others is not salvation. Restoring fourfold, doing good works to outweigh your bad, isn't salvation. He says, I'm going to bring salvation to your house. Christ is able to do some miraculous things in our homes. Number one, he's able to bring salvation. I'm thankful salvation showed up at my house. My house was a wreck. If you knew my mom, and you've heard my testimony, but if you knew my mom, she was 5'2", but lost. She was foul-mouthed. She was angry. She was a broken person. And then she met Christ. I'm telling you, there were spots on our table where she would take the dinner dishes and she would smash them, and they were all broken up. That was before Christ. And then Christ showed up, saying, make everything better. Made things a lot better. There were still sinners living in the house, but Christ was there now. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. There's only one way of salvation, and that's through Christ. Yeah, but I gave 50% of my income to the poor. Not enough. If you gave 100% of your income to the poor, it's still not enough. Not only is Christ able to bring salvation to our homes, he's also able to bring security. You know, Zacchaeus is ridiculed. He's not well looked upon. Christ is mocked for having even going to Zacchaeus' house. Look at what they said. And Jesus said in verse 7, it says, and when they saw it, Zacchaeus is beside himself giddy. Look at verse 6. And he made haste and came down, hopefully he didn't break anything, and received him joyfully. Imagine if Christ showed up at your place today. Hey, we have a special guest here tonight, Jesus. He called, asked if he could come here physically. Lord willing, he's here every service. And he would like to go to the Bauman's house tonight. Ho, ho, ho. How awesome would that? I've got some questions. He was beside himself excited. But there was the multitude there, and when they saw it, who's that? The press. Said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, verse 7, I'm sorry, that when he saw it, they murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. I told you I was reading in Kings today, and Solomon says, he says this, that all men are sinners. Christ can't have fellowship with anybody that's not a sinner. Anyone he sits with is a sinner. I wonder what this did for Zacchaeus in his life. He'd have no good people come to his house. He'd have no good friends. Why? Because of his job, because of his position, because of what the government commissioned him to do. And here Christ shows up, not only bringing salvation, but also brought some security. God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. He was about to fix some things from the inside out in Zacchaeus' life. Look at Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. We're almost done. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 13. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Look at verse 14. Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession under the praise of his glory. What happened here? First, he heard that ye heard the word of truth. After that, ye believe the word of truth. And then what happens? You're sealed. Oh, isn't that good? What a great progression in that verse. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. What do we need? We need to hear the word of God, because how can anyone believe except they hear? And here's the progression. All of a sudden, someone sitting at Zacchaeus' table is going to offer something. He's going to hear something he had not heard before. And he's going to have an opportunity to believe. And after that, he is sealed. That's what happened to Zacchaeus. Has that happened to you? Christ brings salvation. Christ brings security. Christ brings, can't really say this about anything, but Christ brings 100% success rate. I want to show you this one chapter and then we're all done. Psalm 136. I'm thankful for the story of Zacchaeus. See why? It helps me see people differently. Because Zacchaeus is doing what everyone else should be or is trying to do in some way, getting to Christ, looking for salvation. They just don't know it. Why was Zacchaeus up in a tree? He just wanted to see Jesus. Thankful that Jesus showed up that day. I like Psalm 136. Psalm 136 is an amazing chapter. Maybe tonight when you were praying, you felt a little repetitive. Thank you, Lord, for this, and thank you, Lord, for that, and then thank you for this, and then thank you for that. And you must have said the same phrase 100 times over, and you thought, I don't know, this almost feels like vain repetition. Is this God even in this? Look at Psalm 136. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. And then it says this phrase, for his mercy endureth forever. Hey, I want to encourage you with this thought here tonight. Same mercy that he showed Zacchaeus, he would like to come into your house. He would like to come into your house and bring salvation and security and success. There's an opportunity to have the Lord come with us, because the Bible says, oh, that's an old story. His mercy endureth forever. The same God of Luke chapter 19 is still the God of today. The same God of David that wrote these Psalms is the same God of today. I'm happy to announce here tonight that his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, or the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. And line after line after line, you may feel repetitive and thanking and glorifying God for what he's done in your life, but the psalmist is a bit repetitive for the honor and glory of God. To get a point home to us tonight, that he took this, I dare even say, hated individual, and showed kindness and mercy. And God takes hated individuals and he shows up at their house and he changes them. I so appreciate that testimony, Brother Rice said. Man, could you imagine being a family that has been faithfully praying for a young man and all of a sudden he shows up saved? Oh, that just reminds you that his mercy endureth forever. That there was a young boy trying to get to Jesus and he showed up at his house and changed everything. God's still doing that. But there's a bunch of Zacchaeuses up in sycamore trees saying, I give half my money. I restore fourfold. Come here. I want to tell you about salvation. What a difference. What a difference. I want to encourage you to keep praying for those. Be watching for those. And help those hear. Because how can they believe unless they hear? And once they believe, they're sealed. Isn't that a blessing? Sealed until the day of redemption. I want to do something a little bit different tonight. Now, Lord just kind of impressed this in my heart, just having, you know, just thinking about some things. And Brother Ray, you've been out of work 3 weeks. Is that right? So, on our way out, if you can be a blessing and a help to the Warners tonight, I have a bonus offering plate. So if you just want to toss a couple dollars in or hundreds of dollars and be a help to this family, we got a family that has 3 children and, no offense, is great with child with number 4. And so we just want to be a help. And again, they didn't say anything to me. But if it can be a blessing, encouragement to the Warners tonight. I'm just going to leave this here. Anything that goes in here, say, I have to make a check. Just make it out to the Warners. We're not running it through church. I'm just going to do this and just dump it in their lap, all right? This is just to collect for them, all right? Been out of work for a few weeks. Miss Megan's no longer working, and just we want to be a help and a blessing to them, all right? Let's all stand. We'll be dismissed.